Now joining us, one of my favorites, a consistent guest that I have on radio, and he joins us every year on the official Raiders podcast, former head coach Steve Mariucci, now a premier analyst on NFL Network. Coach, thanks a lot again for doing this. We appreciate it. Last time I saw you up in Napa, you were up there doing your deep dive, looking at the Raiders, and you could see this resurgence coming.
Yeah, I always love coming up to training camp in Napa for a lot of reasons, but you know, you just could sense it in training camp. This team is about ready to turn the corner. It's been a long time coming, but geez, the pieces that are in place with Reggie McKenzie, you know, pulling the trigger with whether it's free agents or draft choices, and you got the right coach in Jack Del Rio, a homegrown product, and then you got the quarterback. I mean, that's the missing link with a lot of teams in the NFL is, you know, not everybody has a Derek Carr. So, and then, of course, they've got weapons on offense. I really like this young team, how hard they play. They're resilient. They work hard. Future is very bright for this guy. And we don't talk much about that offensive line, but I think they're probably the second-best offensive line in the league.
Coach, what'd you see with the pinky issue? I talk to Derek Carr every week on my show in San Francisco. You're not going to get a lot out of it. You know that players and coaches don't talk much about injuries, but when he injured the pinky, he came back against Carolina, had the big game against Buffalo, 29 unanswered points. And then in Kansas City, was it due to the cold weather? He just couldn't lock in. He had his worst game as a pro.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It's probably our worst game as an NFL Network broadcast crew, too, because we couldn't even talk. It was so cold. It was so cold. And, you know, you have a, and he didn't wear a glove, right, on the throwing hand. So he's in shotgun, so he doesn't have to take the hard snap under center. It was really difficult for him. And, A, the pinky had something to do with it. It looks like he's, heck, he was handing the ball off, you know, with his other hand, even to the left side, meaning he's really favoring that pinky that was hurting him. And then it was so darn cold, you could probably not even feel your hand. And it was a little windy, and of course, Kansas City gets it rolling, and they have a good defense, and it was a tough game. I mean, some quarterbacks, you know, are a little bit better equipped to play well in the cold because you practice in it a little bit, and you play it 2-3 times a year. But the Raiders don't have that opportunity, so it was just a tough go over there for Derek Carr.
Steve Mariucci joins us. Coach, with Khalil Mack, with the coaches, the players that you coached against who are on your own rosters, can you compare him to anyone else that you've seen at this stage in his career?
Well, you know, and you know him personally, and he's a humble guy, and he's coming out of Buffalo, for crying out loud, you know, and he's really made a name for himself. You know, he's just one of those game-changer kind of guys because he can sack, strip, fumble the quarterback at any time. He's making plays with tip passes and interceptions and you name it. But he's a guy you have to game plan for. You have to say, do we ever want to have a back blocking this guy? How often do we want to double him? Do we ever want to have a tight end in maximum pass protection blocking him on the edge? Probably not. So, you know, he's a factor. He's a young guy. He's not going anywhere. You know, that's going to be a guy that's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler over there in Oakland.
You a big believer in Ken Norton Jr. because when he got the gig, Coach, I thought, you know, he's one of those young coaches. He's part of the Pete Carroll. And, he played, obviously, in Dallas and played in these epic games with the Niners. And I just thought that his arc looked like a guy who could eventually be a head coach. Then they struggled out of the gate. He seems like he shored up the defense recently. What do you think is the ceiling for Ken Norton Jr.?
Yeah, you know, Ken Norton Jr. played for me at San Francisco. And believe me, I loved his energy and his leadership and his resiliency and all that kind of stuff that a head coach loves with some of his players. And so when he became a coach and he learned his ropes over there in Seattle with Pete and really became a heck of a teacher, I was a little surprised that they started off, they struggled some because they had some, you know, they had some talent on defense, added a couple of free agent in the secondary, drafted over there, struggled a little bit. But between he and Jack, they got that thing figured out and they're improving. That's what you want to see. You want to see your unit, whether it's offense, defense, kicking game, offensive line, you want to see improvement. You want to see a coach teach and develop. And I think we're seeing that. I think Ken Norton Jr. is growing that defense into a real, you know, formidable kind of defense. Are they the Bears of 85? Not yet. But I think another offseason with Reggie McKenzie saying, okay, let's add this piece and this piece and this piece, and all of a sudden the talent level will match that offense.
We're wrapping it up with Steve Mariucci. Coach, with the job you do on NFL Network and you're there every day, you hear everything about relocation. You know the importance of this game. Raiders, if they win, they clinch. They're in the playoffs, and Phillip Rivers is coming off 5 turnovers on his own, 2 lost fumbles, and 3 interceptions, but he's proud. He's a guy that's in this rivalry, and he fights for the fans of San Diego. And then San Diego, Coach, has this backdrop of possibly playing their last Raider game at home before relocation to L.A. How do coaches and organizations handle a game like this?
Yeah, you know, you try to, that's all periphery, that's all fan stuff, that's all media stuff to talk about. I think both teams and both coaching staffs, you know, you keep your head down and your focus is on the game itself and not anything about the future. I mean, it's all about this one game. And so, you know that San Diego will have a lot of Oakland Raider fans in that stadium, right? And it's just going to be, it's been a rival that's been going on for a long time. The players know it's an important game for each team, and I think they just block out all the noise. All that talk is for other people. It's not for the coaches and players to concern themselves with.
Coach, have you talked to your friend John Madden recently? I know how much you care about him. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, John, so I'm just challenging him to a bocce ball game every now and then, you know?
That's a great relationship with you and Coach Flores, who I think you agree should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Coach Madden's in there. Can you just wrap this up by talking about your connection with Al Davis when he was alive, Mark Davis now, and especially the former coaches of the Silver and Black, Tom Flores and especially John Madden?
Oh, yeah, all of them. I never worked with any of them, but I certainly got to know all of them with Al Davis and his career. We've had many conversations about their organization, my future, all of that kind of stuff. Occasionally, I've really enjoyed to get to know Mark. I knew Mark when he was just a youngster, just growing up in the business. And then, of course, heck, when I was a young coach, 20-some years old, I came up to the Raiders to visit. Tom Flory spent half a day with us, and he was the head coach of the pro team, and he's spending time with me and Richard Smith, who's the defensive coordinator at Atlanta right now, about technique and about philosophy and about, like, I couldn't believe he spent that kind of time with me. There's another guy that belongs in the Hall of Fame with 2 Super Bowl rings, right?
Absolutely.
Tom Flores. And so, and then, of course, Coach Madden, got to know him very well when he was doing the broadcast stuff. But even better than that, afterward, it's 19 years now with our bocce event together. We've raised a lot of money, but we're on the player safety advisory panel together. So we have quite a lot of communication. In fact, I just talked to him last night. He always check in to see how he's feeling. And he's so sharp. You know, he watches everything.
Awesome.
He's very involved.
Coach, what's the best part of your life right now? I always hear about coaching rumors and your name comes up and everything. What's going on in your career as we wrap this up? What's the best part about being Steve Mariucci today?
Because I have a job. I have a job right now with the NFL Network, and I get to talk about a sport that I love. I get to talk about pro football and about the ins and outs and analyze it and give my opinion and go into the stadiums and hear the crowd and all of that kind of thing with a bunch of guys that I really enjoy working with, whether it's Dion or Michael Irvin or Marshall or Kurt Warner or Rich Eisen. We're kind of a good team right now, and we enjoy each other's company. And, you know, I have no complaints. I just love what I do. I'm passionate about this sport. There's so much good to football. Whether it's pro, college, high school, youth football, I love it. And so I'm happy. I thank God every day I'm able to do this.
Coach, thanks so much for doing this. It means a lot to us. I'll see you at a stadium soon, or I'll catch you up in Napa again.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Okay, JT the Brick, thanks for having me on.